Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
George passed along a story to me. Thank you very much. And, you know, I don't do things like give awards for stupid laws or dumb people in the news or anything, but I'm tempted to on this one because this is a proposed stupid law. But out of Springfield, Illinois, WGN has the story. Bill would ban Illinois drivers from pumping their own gas. Yes, so remember, I've mentioned before, I worked at a gas station when I was in high school. I pumped gas. I drove a tow truck, but I pumped gas, meaning that I literally would sit in the waiting room of a gas station. Car would pull in, ding, ding, and I would spring into action, oftentimes wearing a t-shirt and jeans, much like I am right now. All this time has passed and nothing has changed, apparently. But at least my clothing hasn't. I would run out and say, may I help you? They'd say, yeah, give me $5 of unleaded. I'd say, okay. And I'd figure out where the gas cap was in that particular car. Back then, cars would pull in that had gas tanks, you know, behind the license plate, all kinds of crazy stuff. And you'd pump $5 worth of gas and you'd hang the pump back up and you'd walk around and they'd give you $5 in cash. Or you never know. They might actually say, fill it up and they have a mobile card or Visa or MasterCard. You never know. Just to give you an example of how long ago this was, if somebody came in with a credit card and they charged more than $25, you had to call a phone number, speak to an operator, read the card number to them, and then they would tell you, yes, we approve that. They'd give you an approval code. And twice in my career, I actually had the operator say, no, we do not approve that. And if you can hang on to that card, we'll give you $25. And I would take the card, drop it in the safe, walk back outside. I'm really sorry, but your card's been declined. And they've asked me to take it from you. I'm amazed I'm still alive to this day. But pump the gas. That's what I'm getting at here. Actually out there pumping the gas. Well, in Springfield, Illinois, drivers would no longer pump their own gas under a bill being considered in the state legislature. Yes, somebody, the people of Illinois elected, went and proposed this bill. The proposal would create the Gas Station Attendant Act and mandate that no gas may be pumped at a gas station in Illinois unless a gas station attendant does it. Now, here's the goofy part. I remember when I was pumping gas in Birmingham, Michigan, and a self-serve gas station, it was a total gas station, self-serve gas station went in on Woodward Avenue, okay? Technically, it's Hunter Boulevard, but there's old Woodward and new Woodward, but if you're from the area, you know what I'm talking about. Right across from the 555 building. And I remember when the self-serve gas station went in and they transitioned over to self-serve, there were actually local people who were up in arms saying, you know, you can't go to self-serve. Next thing you know, they'll all go self-serve, which, by the way, they did. Some things change. And I remember as a 17 or 18-year-old, right around that time when that change was taking place, I remember actually wondering, are all these people really going to get out and pump their own gas, or will it transition into like a state where half the stations will pump it, half the stations will be self-serve, maybe, I don't know. And for a little while, some gas stations actually had mini-serve, some gas stations had attendants, and then they had some self-serve. But it very quickly transitioned over because you can basically have fewer employees if everyone pumps their own gas. And by lowering the prices, it gets to the point where there were a few holdouts. There's a gas station at Telegraph and 15 Mile Road that for many, many years had attendants. Long after the other gas stations had all gone self-serve, they charged a lot more. And that's where all the people who lived on the nicer side of town would get their gas and they didn't feel like getting their hands dirty. But, you know, so this right here is a bill that's attempting to push things back about, what is that, about 40 years? The bill is sponsored by lawmaker Camille Lilly, and it had its first reading on February 5th and was then referred to the House Rules Committee. It still has several hurdles to clear in the legislature. If it passed, it would go into effect January 1, 2021. Now, this, of course, is all happening in Springfield, Illinois, which, of course, is the seat of government in the state. And this is simply a proposed bill. Now, apparently, people are curious about this bill because, and again, I understand I've got an audience that's worldwide, but especially nationwide. People point out to me that in New Jersey, they don't have self-serve gas stations, apparently. And I guess Oregon used to actually limit that, but apparently they've loosened their laws a little bit. But the point is that Lily has not said yet what she meant to do with this law or why she proposed it. Now, some people have said that in New Jersey, they argue that it's safety, fire safety, okay? Drivers might leave their engines running, which they're not supposed to do, but quite frankly, careless smokers. Well, anybody who's smoking and pumping gas obviously deserves to be harshly dealt with. I remember going into a gas station up north in the Upper Peninsula near Munising, and I was about to start pumping gas, and I saw a guy just literally smoking, pumping gas like this. And I walked inside, and I made a comment to the cashier. I said, "Hey, this guy, they're smoking." Cashier goes, "So?" I go, "Huh, it's a federal offense, but then again, what happens is this whole place blows up." And the guy did run out until the guy stopped smoking. But and they also say about static electricity from cell phones, which, by the way, is one of the dumbest myths of all time. It's been so debunked. There's never been a gas station that exploded because of static electricity from a cell phone. I remember very, very early on in the early days of cell phones, I was talking on the cell phone and I got out to pump gas, and the cashier came running out and started screaming at me. This is before there were any signs about it. And he goes, "A gas station blew up yesterday because of a cell phone." And I'm like, "Really? Why wasn't it on the news?" You know, but meanwhile, there's another gas station where they won't even yell at you, you're smoking. But so now, hiring attendants would create more jobs. They're trying to speculate here what's going on. But of course, the costs get passed on to consumers who are already paying pretty high gas taxes. So the cost of gasoline in Illinois ain't that low. And it would only go north, as we say in economics, if this law got passed. But according to the National Fire Prevention Association, which apparently is a real thing, there are more than 5,000 gas station fires in America every year. The majority involve vehicle fires at the pumps. I find that number to be high, but I could be wrong because I don't hear about them all that often. I've seen some crazy stuff like on YouTube and so on, you know, funniest near catastrophe home videos. But 5,000 a year, I guess if that's true, maybe there is a problem. But WGN reached out to Lily for comment, but she had not responded as of press time. And she, again, like we said, wants the law to take effect into 2021. I suspect that she just doesn't feel like pumping her own gas. And rather than saying, "Hey, gee, maybe I should just learn a new skill and learn how to pump gas," she's just decided to just change the law and, you know, completely upend everything. But it's an absurd concept. But, you know, I look back in the days I worked at the gas station. It was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun. It's a good first job to have. And I worked with a kid who lived two blocks north of the gas station. He was a mechanic. He worked at the gas station from a very young age, got to know the people there. He was a mechanic for many, many years there. Nice kid. And his mom used to come to the gas station all the time and get gas. And I remember one day when we were all kind of standing around, you know, it was like a neighborhood talking place, you know, just sit around and shoot the breeze. And I remember one day his mom came in, she got gas, one of us pumped it, we're all talking to her, and somebody mentioned to her about the self-serve gas station that's just gone in over on Woodward Avenue. And she actually said, she goes, "You know, I feel bad about that." And I go, "Why is that?" She goes, "This place gives you people jobs. You guys have all got jobs. You know, what else are the kids going to do these days? You know, if they don't have a job at a gas station or a paper route or something," another job that's gone. Not that paper routes are gone, but most of the paper routes I know of are done by adults in cars. So, you know, I know I've talked to people who've got children of that age. I don't have kids that age, obviously, so I don't have kids. But I know people who talk about how hard it is for their kids to find jobs these days. And I every generation goes through these little things, but you know, it's true. It's true. The first job I had was a paper route. Second job I had was working at a gas station. Now, later on, I drove a tow truck. Those jobs still exist. But, you know, I had a hybrid job. I pumped gas and I drove the tow truck. And a lot of times when I was actually at the gas station on the clock, I was just pumping gas, you know. And by the way, I'll tell you something now that only someone from my generation will understand. But the gas stations in the late 70s and early 80s didn't always have the full awning over the lot. So that when it was raining, people would pull in and crack the window like this and go, yeah, I need $5. And then roll the window back up. And so I have to walk around, reset the pump, walk over, take the gas cap off, boop, $5, put it all back, walk back around. Completely drenched by that time because there's no place to stand outside of the rain. It is an absolute fact that scientists could study this and determine it to be an absolute iron law of human behavior. But you could have a beautiful sunny day and no business. Then all of a sudden the sky would turn black, straight out of the Bible. Okay? Literally time to start building a boat. Sky turns black, the temperature drops 10 degrees, and all of a sudden rain starts coming down sideways like a special effects from a movie. Cars pulling all the pumps, boom. For whatever reason, when people are driving in the rain, they go, oh, I need gas. And they pull into a gas station. And I remember working on a day like that where it was sunny, hot, all this stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom, the weather would change because it's Michigan, does that. Weather changes completely. All of a sudden, 8 cars pull in. You're out there running around getting totally drenched. The rain stops. Skies open up. No business. No business. I have no idea why that was, but I assure you it's the case. It's absolutely true. And yeah, we had raincoats we could put on, but it doesn't matter. You're out there. You're still going to get wet, and you get soaked, and then you're soaked for the rest of the shift. But like I said, the moment it starts to rain, and oh, by the way, the gas station had 2 islands on the south side and 1 island on the east side. Without fail, the first car that pulls in would always pull in to the far side of the far south island to make you go all the way out there to pump their gas and all the way back in. And again, it was my job, and the customer is always right. But the second they're off the lot and they're gone, you go back inside and you complain to your compatriots about, hey, have you ever noticed whenever it rains, some idiot's going to pull in and want $3 worth of gas on the far pump? Always, always happens. So there you go. But again, in Illinois, you need to talk to your legislator. Otherwise, your prices are going to go up and you have to wait for some kid to come out and pump your gas. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all the doors. It's the only way to live in cars.